I'm Walt Nidolo with a look at what's going on in our community. It's time once again for a regular update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy, and today we hear from Leanne Makala, physical therapist at Active's Marquette location, with more about hypermobility. Here's what it's all about with Leanne Makala.
Hypermobility is kind of a general term used to describe too much movement at a joint or multiple joints in the body, sometimes referred to kind of layman's terms as double-jointedness. People might hear it commonly called. It can be associated with specific genetic disorders, sometimes not always diagnosed, though. So interestingly enough, someone might be really hypermobile and not really know why.
Hypermobile, so double-jointedness. To describe that a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, think about people who have really flexible fingers. Like they might touch their thumb to their forearm, or they might be able to do that. Like we see those gymnasts who are really, really flexible. They can do the splits. Someone who can palm the floor with their hands, with their legs straight, put their legs behind their head, those types of things, really a lot of flexibility at joint.
So I have to ask you then, how common is this? Because it seems like something we see fairly regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, according to the National Institute of Health, generalized hypermobility can be found very, very widely, from like 2% reported in some cases up to 57%. So obviously very, very wide range. However, there's a subset of that population where about 10% of people really experience a lot of symptoms. So like pain associated with this type of condition.
Oh, okay.
Some people might have a lot of hypermobility and not necessarily experience pain or something that might drive them to seek care.
Right. So what should they be sort of watching out for? Obviously, they have the flexibility. But then what? Pain, you mentioned?
Yeah.
What to look for?
Yeah, so some people can be really at high risk for sprains. So think like sprained ankles or, you know, twisted knees or sprained wrists, things like that. Chronic pain is a really common indicator with people who are really hypermobile, and then they can have a lot of just generalized chronic pain. Poor balance or joint sense, so kind of feeling like they don't really know where their body is, you know, when they're balancing.
So this kind of ties into a question that I have for you in terms of, with this as something that becomes an issue, is it age related? Like, I mean, you're talking about some of the things that like perhaps an older adult could have with some balance or some things twist and bend. Or is this just an across the board?
It's across the board. And sometimes people, I mean, when it's a genetic disorder or someone is just born with this hypermobility kind of throughout their body, it's something they've probably experienced their whole life. But when they think about the symptoms associated with that, you know, we are who we are, right?
Right.
So, you know, you only know your own body. And so if you have a lot of flexibility, you might not really recognize a lot of symptoms of that until things become a problem.
We're talking about hypermobility, sort of the, well, really flexible joints and things, but it can be an issue for some. Leanne, let's talk a little bit about how physical therapy can help with issues with hypermobility.
Absolutely. So therapists are trained and educated in what normal joint mobility looks like and what it feels like through an appropriate range of motion and joint play assessment testing. So therapists are really good at assessing and kind of seeing what's hypermobile or what's abnormal for someone's joint. So we're not going to necessarily change the anatomical makeup of the joint, but we are trained in strengthening around joints, very specifically through the spine, through the limbs, and giving people some cues or some, you know, reference points to know what normal joint position sense is.
So really, it's a matter of, like you say, being aware of your own body. Like if you have this sort of, like, as you said, sort of double jointedness, things are hypermobile, hyperextended, you want to look at physical therapy because it can help.
Absolutely. A lot of it is, there's a lot of strengthening, but then also knowing how to strengthen appropriately. So for example, one thing that's really common is people standing with their knees hyperextended. So they kind of hang on their knee joints and they kind of push their pelvis forward. And so, you know, making your people aware of that is one key,
right.
But then also helping people understand what might be normal and how to stand is another part of our training.
So let's talk a little bit about getting into therapy. Obviously, listen to your own body, talk to your provider, talk to your doctor, but then what?
We need a physical therapy referral, and I know many doctors in the area are very well versed in this type of condition. I know that many of them are happy to write an order to come see us at Active Physical Therapy. We can do an assessment there and get you set up on a therapy plan and see you routinely to make sure that you're safe.
Well, it seems like it's an interesting topic with hypermobility, or really sort of layman's terms of double-jointedness. If they have questions, they want to find out a little bit more about what you guys do with this or other things at Active, what's a good way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, definitely. Why don't you visit our website at www.stayactiveup.com.
That's Leanne Makala, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette location. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.